Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Alan Irwin after Everton packed a punch at the weekend against West Brom. Morning to you, Al.
Good morning, Steve.
Did you enjoy that one?
I did indeed, yeah. I heard many people saying it wasn't the greatest spectacle, which it wasn't, but it was a job very well done, I have to say. It wasn't the greatest of second halves I've ever seen at Everton, but the job had been done with those, you know, two goals 6 minutes before half-time, the final 6 minutes of the first half. I thought it was very, you know, competent display by Everton against a fairly diligent and resolute West Brom, who strangely didn't change their game at all, Steve, even after they went a goal down. You think, well, surely something's got to change now. They can't just pack 10 men behind the ball every time Everton get possession inside their half. But there didn't seem to be any tactical change from Tony Pulis, who shouted an awful lot from the touchline. And they just seemed to wait for set-piece opportunities. And they had one or two, but there was nothing that really, really, you know, troubled Joel Robles. I think I only remember him making one save, and that might have been going past the post anyway. So it was a very decent performance by Everton, and one that maybe you wouldn't have seen over the last sort of 12, 24 months.
Are Everton still in a league of their own in seventh place? They're only 2 points behind United, but
yeah,
at the same time, a couple of games away from them, yeah.
Yeah, and some very big games for Everton to play, which we talked about last week as well. So there's only 10 games remaining now for Everton. So, you know, you wouldn't have thought that they'd be able to close that gap, unless Manchester United are very much preoccupied with, they've got the FA Cup quarter-final tonight, if they progress in that. And they've still got Europa League football, Steve. It might just become a little too much for them. And they already failed in their last league game at home against Bournemouth, didn't they? So, you know, there's a chance that they'll drop points. And Everton, of course, go to Manchester United in a midweek game early April. So that effectively is the old proverbial six-pointer, isn't it? If they can win that one at Old Trafford, which they don't do very often, I have to say, then it does put them in a very decent position to have a real go at it.
The form has been amazing since the turn of the year, hasn't it? There was people questioning Ronald Koeman maybe early December, or sort of saying, what's he trying to get at here?
Yes.
But the consistency with which they're producing points and results now is excellent.
That's what you need, isn't it, Steve? You need a continuity and consistency in terms of performances on the pitch. And I still don't think that Koeman's happy with the overall makeup of his squad. I still feel that he wants at least two or three more acquisitions there that he can very much call his own. And he's already done brilliantly with bringing in Schneiderlin, who was outstanding again, I thought, on Saturday. He's really been a fillip to Everton. So he is a player that can control a game. So in that sense, if he can get a couple more of players that he's identified, I think you might see that consistency, you know, going on right the way through to the end of the season. Well, to next season, once you know, the summer transfer window is done and dusted.
Gets even better. Yeah. Ross Barkley certainly getting better, isn't he? It wasn't that long ago that Ronald was calling him out in public.
Well, we did say, will it work? It seems to, Steve, doesn't it? I can't see anything that it has been detrimental to that effect with Ross Barkley. His performances have improved, and he seems to be able to now. Maybe it's the acquisition of Schneiderlin, which has given him a new lease of life, and he's able to try and dominate games more and become more involved and take more responsibility, which is something that many had asked of him previously, and he seems to be doing that now. Certainly has done over the course of this year from January onwards. And Gareth Southgate was there again at Goodison Park at the weekend. There weren't many other places to go and watch football at the weekend.
There was only about three games, wasn't there?
So he must have thought, I'll go and have a look at Ross again. So he will have been impressed, no doubt. So he'll be in the England squad for those forthcoming games. I know one of them's only a friendly, isn't it, against Germany, but they've got a qualifying game after that against Lithuania. And with the likes of Jordan Henderson missing as well, he's not going to make the England squad, is he? So I think Barkley's a nailed on certainty, and you know, he could well be pushing for a starting place in that England side.
Well, I think it's significant on a personal level for Ross. I certainly think it's a step in the right direction for him, isn't it? Was that his best game of the season?
I thought he played well at Tottenham last week in a side that, you know, struggled against some very good players, and I think that's what Evertonians have been looking for from Ross Barkley, to play well in those sort of big games, even though they didn't get the result. I thought he was Everton's best player against Tottenham. And he was certainly in the running for man of the match at the weekend again. He seemed to dominate play, and I think you could have given it to him or Schneiderlin. But I think Barkley saw more of the ball and did more with it, actually. So probably deserves that accolade, yeah, one of his best of the season.
Everton are top of one of the tables, and this is goals in the last 10 minutes.
Oh, right.
And it certainly shows how much they give it their all until the final minute of the game. So Everton have got 16 goals in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Arsenal are second with 13. Man City with 11. And then you've got Chelsea with 10. And I think it tells you something about the mentality of how the team has been set up.
It tells you something about fitness as well, Steve, because if you remember, Ronald Koeman, when he arrived at the club, was complaining that his players were only 60% fit, and some said less than that. And after the first international break, he said, I don't think they're even at 75% yet. So he was working predominantly on fitness levels in the opening 2-3 months of the season. So I think there's been real progress there, and maybe that bears that out. So it's not just the mental approach, which is very important to have, isn't it? Because concentration for 90 minutes of a football match and the determination and a will to win if you are behind in the latter stages is absolutely paramount. So I think there's a couple of aspects there that Ronald Koeman has worked on, and it seems to be reaping its rewards. So, fair play to the boss.
Yeah, certainly does. And also, still top of the scoring pile is Romelu Lukaku. And actually, with the injury to Harry Kane, and you don't want to see any footballers injured, but it looks like he's going to be out for quite a while.
Yes.
You wonder whether Romelu could storm his way to the finishing line for the Golden Boot. Yeah,
Golden Boot in the Premier League. He's got to be in with a shout, I would think, certainly in the... I know Everton have got some difficult matches on the road, and Rom has not always done the business in the big games against the big clubs. But, you look at the teams that Everton have got to play at home yet, and you'd fancy, Lukaku's chances to score in every game. I mean, look at Everton at home at the moment. They scored 18 goals in the last 5 home league games, which they've won every one of them. You know, they're finding the back of the net with regularity, so which is something that they were possibly able to do under Martinez, but they'd also be conceding the same number of goals at the back. So they were much more open then. So the clean sheet aspect is something that Everton can be proud of. And when you've got somebody like Romelu Lukaku, who does exactly what it says on the tin, I thought it was a nap. He was going to get a goal at some stage on Saturday. I know it was late in the end, but there just seemed an inevitability about it that it would come. And give him a chance or two, and he's certainly going to take them.
Well, they're the entertainers, aren't they? Only the other couple of games being played on the Saturday, one which saw Umar Nias show everyone how good he is.
He can't play against Everton at Goodison on Saturday. I don't know how good he is, Steve. I've seen the goals briefly, which he took well, but I know I've said to you before, we're very quick to judge in this country, aren't we, on players that arrive from overseas. Maybe there's been a judgment made too quickly on Umar Nias, but many who've been a lot closer to him than I have and that I've seen have said that he's still awful. I think Leon Osman was bemoaning how poor he looked on the training ground when he was there. I couldn't believe that he's now gone to Hull and is doing the business. So there seems a lot of people who have got some pretty slating words about him, but he's still scoring goals.
Two goals at the weekend.
I can't judge him yet, Steve.
It's a good job that line was put in the contract. He could have been playing this weekend, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Imagine if Everton thought, he's rubbish. Yeah. We won't put that in the contract. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Is it not a Premier League rule now that you can't play club?
I don't know. Is that how it works?
I think it is, yeah, because, I mean, loans from one Premier League club to another are still a bone of contention, really, for a lot of people who don't want it to happen, because you're inflicting damage on your parent club essentially by playing for somebody else. So a lot of people don't want to see loans from one Premier League club to another. So that's the clause that they put in: you can't play against your parent club, which seems patently obvious, really, but strange.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.